720 WGM. Oh, WGM. Oh, my God. What is happening?
I was going to... Sidley Wevitz.
Jeez Louise, for your... I worked 21 years and I forget my call letters.
World's greatest newspaper.
Yeah, thank you, Don. Holy cow. Thank God Steve Burness is here. He's my friend.
Yeah. Known you. I'll help you as much as I can.
I've known you forever. You always come bearing gifts. You brought us a little seal. You brought us some chapstick.
That's
right. Okay, and this is... I appreciate this, too. It's a magnifying glass. Yeah. Because I'm starting to need reading glasses.
I think so.
But I keep holding
my... It's good to keep in your wallet.
I keep my arm as far away as possible. That still works.
It still works. And your cell phone light, too, usually helps.
Oh, I know.
In restaurants.
I have to
you
use
see
that.
All the old people with cell phones out lighting up.
I dropped my glasses in the bedroom the other day. I thought, where are they? So I'm, you know, it's the middle of the night.
Sure.
I'm getting up. I take my cell phone. You know, I'm like 95 at this point, and I have the light on. I'm looking at... They're on, of course, they fall. They're under the middle of the bed. Jeez, this is like something out of a sitcom.
There you go.
Well, thank you for being here. I love
my
when
pleasure.
You come in studio.
I love here. New view. It's nice.
Yeah, we're in the West Allstate.
The West Office. Skyline, like the West
studio.
Wing?
This is the West Wing.
Okay, great.
Yeah, we're facing West tonight. But we are talking, we're going to talk spring break scams.
Because
I know this is the time of year everybody is starting to get ready, take the family away, maybe get away from the family.
That's right.
I know you play a lot of golf.
I just came back from Phoenix where it's 35 degrees when I teed off.
Did you play our course?
No, I did not play our course.
Oh, I love our course.
But it was cold.
That's,
I had five layers on. It was not warm enough.
Boy, what is up with this?
I don't know. They're
having their own polar vortex out there.
Right.
Well, first, before we get to the spring break scams, you just released a report. This is how some romance fraud victims become money mules. Several page study. Very interesting stuff in here.
Yeah, it's very interesting stuff. We released an international study we recently did, and it really shows that some of these victims are now becoming mules. And what I mean by that is they're actually becoming, unwittingly becoming a scam artist themselves and taking advantage of other people as they're being scammed. So you actually can get in trouble for this. You can go to jail for it because you're being a money mule. You're either carrying drugs for them, or you're carrying money or laundering money or counterfeit products.
Wow. Do you have to know that you're doing it?
Like,
what if they're
unwilling
victims?
Yeah, usually they go after people they know they're doing it,
okay.
But they still can go after people that unwittingly are doing it as well because you're committing a crime. So basically the premise is this romance scams, and these are romance scams where somebody falls in love with you online, but they can't meet you, and they want you to do things for them, though. However, I can't meet you, but can you give me money so I can travel here, or I'm having a rough time? That's usually the tip-off to the rip-off. And then when you run out of money, when they soak you all of that money, they ask you to do some favors for them. And that either it's laundering money, they'll ask you to deposit a check in your bank account and wire the money to somebody else.
And this is all online?
This is all online. And some of the stuff gets sent to your home. Like there's like counterfeit products will be sent to your home. They want you to become a money mule. I think the consumers need to understand that this is really a big problem, romance scams. And the tip-off to rip-off is that don't give money out to any stranger, especially if they can't meet you. That's usually the sign.
That should be, yeah.
That's a big sign.
Red
they
flag.
Have, can't meet you, they're out of overseas, they're in the army, they can't get released, or whatever it may be. And they start befriending you, and they eventually want to take as much money as they can and say, well, I want to meet you, I need plane tickets, I need airfare. And then they start turning into money mules now, and it's a big, big problem. People are losing thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars because they're actually losing their own money, too, because they actually put money in their own account. It's fake money. It's a fake counterfeit check, and they wire money from their account outside, and there goes the money that you just put in. So it's
how big is this problem?
It's a big problem. In the romance scam, it's a million people lose $1 billion in the last 3 years. So a million people, $1 billion. The money mules is really, we're not certain of the exact amount because it's very hard. 9 out of 10 people are not complaining because they're embarrassed. And so we don't know the exact numbers out there, but the whole overall these romance scams is about $1 billion in the last 3 years that we can attribute through the FBI, FTC, the Better Business Bureau, and Attorney General's Office.
Boy, and these scammers, they spend months grooming or building these relationships online with unsuspecting
people. These women and men fall in love with each other, and they say, oh, this is my soulmate. Even we had a recent call to Omaha BBB, and the CEO tried to tell her this was a scam. She said, no, he loves me. He loves me. So she continued sending money, then realized she was duped. They just fall in love with these people. They tell them everything. They push the right buttons. And before you know it, they send them a picture, but the picture has been used on other websites.
Right.
So people, if you ever receive a picture on Google or any emails, you can right-click it and go to Google and do a reverse search so you can see where else that picture ends up on the internet. So You can see it sometimes in thousands of websites. But it's a big international problem because it's happening all over the world, this romance scams, not only in the U.S., but it's increasing. And the money mules is kind of disheartening because now they're having them transport drugs. They may send you a backpack. Could you send this to somebody else?
And people do it.
And they do it inside a backpack. There's one woman that we attribute in the study that was from Australia, and she got suckered into this and actually ended up getting arrested in Malaysia. And in Malaysia, I guess for drugs, it's death sentence. So she's on death row in Malaysia for being a money mule. And they're obviously appealing it, but you can go to jail over this.
It's awful.
It's really awful to see people lose thousands of dollars, and some of them are sitting in jail, and some of them are sitting on death row.
And has the government figured out who's behind all
it's
of
a
this?
A lot of it's coming from Nigeria, of course, you know, West Africa, these scams, but these are individuals who hide behind all these different websites. And when you become a money mule, you're actually helping the scammer because you're putting another layer that the government can't get to them. And they move so fast because you wire your money. When you wire your money, somebody's like throwing it out the window. You're throwing, you know, your money out the window, the same thing.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't get it back.
No.
So
it's a fascinating study. Everybody, if someone wants to read it, is it BBB.org?
Yeah, BBB.org/scam studies is all of our last five studies. But this is the romance study we did because it's really getting out of hand. And we just issued this recent study update. We did one last year, as you may recall, just talking about specific romance scams itself, but now we're adding the money mule picture because a lot of people are getting in trouble.
Right, and this under this umbrella is grandparent scams, rental frauds, bogus tax returns, as you mentioned too, Steve. So the IRS and the DOJ are all involved in
this
now.
They're all involved in this, but these scams keep growing by leaps and bounds. I can't tell you how many we see on a given day and across the world now. It's a global problem. It's $1 billion have been lost in the last 3 years. That we can show and look at, but there's going to be, it's probably more than that because a lot of these people don't come forward because they're too embarrassed. You have, you know, widowers losing their life savings. You know, one woman we had in San Francisco, I believe, was over, you know, $300,000 of her life savings she ended up giving to this individual because he said he had all this money. He showed a bank account. It was all fraudulent.
Sure, pictures. I mean, everything looks lavish online.
But they just fall in love. It's just amazing. You don't meet the person. How do you really fall in love? But
I know these cyber romances.
Yeah, these cyber romances. So, again, the tip off to the rip off is they can't meet you. That is the 110% indication that you've been scammed in some way. Meet the person first. Don't do anything with somebody that you can't meet, or they came up with a plethora of excuses
absolutely
why they can't meet.
Absolutely. What else can we do to protect ourselves from this?
Obviously, do some due diligence. I mean, when you do any type of offer or service or company, there's always pitfalls. I don't care if it's automobiles. I don't care if it goes through waterproofing. I don't care if it goes through donation to charities. There's always a pitfall. Go to the Better Business Bureau and other sites and do some research on it. So if you're doing online dating, go to the Better Business Bureau site, look at their scam tracker that tracks these scams, put in online dating, and see what comes up. So in today's society, Andrea, is that people don't take the time necessary to do their due diligence. You know, 31 years ago when I started the BBB, you had to wait for a letter, you had to go to the library to do research. Today, it's all at their fingertips.
Right.
But the scammers are increasing because they can send out billions of emails in an hour.
Right.
And they throw everything at the wall and sees what sticks. And if anybody comes through, they do it. So every industry has scams. Every industry has bad actors. There's people that you would never send your grandmother into these specific stores.
Yeah.
But consumers don't take the time necessary. So if you're going to do something online dating, which is good.
Sure.
People fell in love and got married, but there's always pitfalls in this industry. Go to the Better Business Bureau website, get information on it, and call us first ahead of time.
Absolutely. And don't feel silly and don't feel bad. I've called you multiple times. My
mom
has called you. She loves you.
Well,
she just called to talk to you
lately.
Now. I know.
She's cheating on me, somebody else, huh? Angie? She cheated on me with Angie.
We're talking to Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. We will come back, talk a little bit more about scams. If you have any questions or text, you can text us at 312-981-7200 is our number. More with Steve after this on 720 WGN. Coming up on 850, we are talking with Steve Burness, the president and CEO of the Better Business Bureau. And And we talked a little bit about these fall in love, go to jail scams. Be aware of that. All this information you can get on our website, WGNradio.com, or, of course, BBB.org. And this is the time of year we're talking about vacations and going away. But before you head to a warmer climate, Steve, there's a couple of things you need to know and to do to not fall victim to scams.
Yeah, this is a big problem. It's always this time around spring break, you have these travel scams. They always lure people in with these emails of exotic locations, and it's really cheap prices, or congratulations, you won. But consumers don't do any due diligence, don't go any further than that. They believe it because it's true, it's on the internet, and they said it, and they don't do any research. There's so many scams, especially on spring breaks, even for college students. There was one last year, it was a big one, that the college students were promised this ocean yacht, and it ended up being a barge.
Oh my God.
It was a barge. It was a really, literally barge. It took them to the Bahamas, and, you know, with non-working bathroom. I mean, there was just a big thing, but the ads misled them in so many different ways. But there's so many scams out there, and it seems like every year there's more and more, and a lot of them are on Craigslist, because you really can't find those people, you know, once they put the thing on and post it and you send your money to them. So be very careful. They go after travelers, you know, that are traveling all the time, or students, especially students on tight budgets.
Oh, of
college
course.
Kids will
sure.
go type in Google, say cheap trips.
Or best deal.
Best deals. And then what these scammers do, they buy those keywords. People don't realize that. Well, a lot of people do, but a lot of people don't realize the first two things on Google are the ads that
yes.
companies buy. And the
you
scam
have to
artists,
be careful
you have to be
those.
Careful. It says the ad, but people take it for granted. They don't see it, or they go by so fast. Scammers buy those ads. And they do, and you could put any keyword you want. So I can open up a website today and say best deals ever in America. And I can put it on Google as an ad. It'll be the first search return results on the travel side. So
unbelievable.
It just happens every year. I've been doing this for, again, almost 32 years, and spring break is a big, big problem with you know, those fake travel scams and anything like that.
What about, I get emails sometimes and it'll say like flash sale. It's from yeah. a travel site, or not Groupon, but a site like that
sure.
that offers, you know, deals and whatnot, and it's a flash sale and it's 2 days and you have to give your credit card number. Are those okay? Or if they are okay, how do you know they're okay?
Well, some are okay because some of those big major companies do those flash sales. There's some airlines that will send those things out, but you got to know who's behind it.
Okay.
And sometimes they fake you out, and they send a flash sale that's coming from somebody else when it's not, and they send you somewhere else. So you really got to do the due diligence and look at these organizations and see what's coming. But also, you may want to join these special email clubs with these companies that you want to do business with, or go on their Facebook page or Twitter, because then those deals are usually there as well. But we always suggest, the Better Business Bureau suggests rather, never follow those quick banners that pop up, because one, you don't know where they're going, and secondly, they can take you to a site that actually can have malware and spam on it and take control of your computer and you know, do phishing and things of that nature. So if something just pops up, you know, these banners are blinking free gift or
mm-hmm.
And that's how the scammers usually operate. Legitimate organizations will have the stuff on their website, and you can go there directly to the website of your choosing of with companies you know and trust.
What about the ads that pop up now on Facebook and Instagram, or say you are looking to go to Hawaii or Cabo or somewhere warm, and these ads start popping up, and then you start clicking on the ads? Are those safe?
Well, no, because you don't know where they end up going. You've got to make certain that, you know, there's a reputable organizations, because when you put something in Facebook or on the Google search, it remembers you, and those ads retarget you. So if you type in Hawaii, you just want to look at, you know, or Phoenix, Arizona, our favorite place.
Oh,
and then what happens, it knows the next time you're on, and it'll put the same type of vacation offer on that. And that's how the scammers buy those ads too. So just because it's on Facebook or Craigslist doesn't make it legitimate. You've got to do your due diligence, because they get scammed themselves too. You know, they don't police everything. They try, but there's many, many more scams. And then when somebody's Facebook page is taken over, hijacked, then they send you a personal message saying, "Hey, Andre, this is Steve.
Yeah.
I got this great deal for you. Click here."
And I do.
Yeah, you do. And you get scammed on that, unfortunately.
No,
so
it's true.
Those hijacks of websites and of Facebook pages are really getting out of hand. It's just amazing the amount of traffic we're seeing with identity theft. Consumers really have to be vigilant. You can't stop it. You know, I've been a victim of identity theft, as you know. Attorney
yes.
General Lisa, previous
oh, Lisa
Attorney
Madigan
General
was,
Lisa
yeah.
Madigan was it. So we've both been hit. You can't stop it. It's just a matter of when. It's not a matter of if it happens to you. So you got to do your due diligence, make certain that you protect yourself and be vigilant, because it's going to happen to you. You need to be careful. Do something about it right away, not let it fester. And one of the things on identity theft, people always, what's the best thing to do is get your credit report every year.
Yes.
Regardless. And don't go to those fancy websites.
You can get
websites,
2 a year right now?
2 a year. I believe okay, so. It's 2 a year. Don't go to those websites with all those songs and bells and whistles.
No.
Go to annualcreditreport.com. That's the one that's officially sanctioned by the government that you can get a credit report from one of the three different agencies. But get it once a year, regardless if you have credit or not. And regardless if you feel that you've been a victim, because that's the first way that you find out you're a victim of identity theft. Because the longer you wait, if it's on your credit report, you wait 2 years and try to clean it, yeah, you can do it, but it may take you 3 years to do it. And then when you're buying a house or people getting married, then they realize they can't buy a car because their credit rating's ruined. So it takes some time. But again, with all the breaches, with all the phishing is getting even worse than breaches now. And phishing is when you get an email saying it looks like it's from a legitimate organization. You click on it. It's not. It's a scam. It's malware or spam. You know, there's that in that northern suburbs when the receptionist opened up an email and it looked like it was from the mayor saying basically we need all the W-2 forms of all the employees. And right now, so she went to the Xerox machine, Xeroxed them, and
got
PDF'd
hacked,
it to a scammer. So the mayors, the police officers, all the firefighters,
sure,
all their W-2s went to a scammer.
Oh, God.
And it's
she's looking for work.
She's looking for work.
Poor thing.
She's also looking
for
work.
No, that's awful. You know, before we let you go, I know you... Don't let me go. I'll never let you go.
Okay.
My mom won't either.
There you go.
We're going to have you back in just a couple of weeks,
sure,
Steve, to talk a little bit about tax scams, but...
Right.
Before you go, I know people are starting to get ready and prepare, and this is crunch time when it comes to filing your taxes. Just a couple of words of advice to file. Geez, I'm going to go home before 10 tonight.
Right.
File smart.
That's the key. That's the most important thing because, you know, you're passing these stores and you see these guys standing outside with these, you know, all dressed up in Statue of Liberty.
I've seen them, with the big arrows.
Big arrow,
and they're saying, come in here.
Yeah,
yes,
come in here.
Yeah.
Well, they're not going to be there come April 16th. That's what's going to happen is that you're going to trust the person who's doing your taxes for you. And everybody says they can do better than the next guy. Well, how do you know? I mean, really, if you follow the rules, nobody's better than anybody else. I mean, it's just one way of doing it. So you've got to trust the tax preparer. And all those people that try to drag you in with those ads or the people on the street corners, those are organizations you really have to do your homework and due diligence on. It's best to ask your certified public accountant or somebody you know and trust who's done taxes for you, because ultimately they're responsible for your taxes. If you go to those fly-by-night stores or those big box stores.
Or they say, we'll do it for $25.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, that's kind of
And then they always got the hidden fees at the end, too. And
right,
there's so many different stories. Just be careful who you're doing business. I'm not saying they're all like that, but you've got to do some research on them. You just can't go there. And you're not going to be there April 16th. That's what happens every year, is that now the IRS is coming after them, and then who are they going to go to? Those people are not there. Those, you know, those temporary recorders are not there,
right,
as well. Just talk to people you know. Deal with CPAs. And again, file early, because a lot of people file late and then they realize that their tax returns have been submitted by somebody else, a scammer. It's happening at alarming rates. But the IRS is doing a lot of things to prevent this, but you can't stop. The scammer, you build a wall, the scammer finds out to break through that wall. And again, I've been doing this for almost 32 years, and you can't stop scammers.
No.
You cannot. And that's job security for me, but
it is.
Again, before we go, is that consumers would call the Better Business Bureau first. That is my biggest frustration
yes,
in my career at the BBB, is because people call us after the fact when they file a complaint, when it's too late. We're a referral agency. We can send you to businesses that you know and trust, but also call us on the business first, get the report on them, because just because they have a license or in business doesn't make them a good business. The BBB seal is a sign of a better business.
And we're getting some text too. Repeat the government website to check your credit report.
Sure, www.annualcreditreport.com. It's on our website too, annualcreditreport.com. That's the only website sanctioned by the government as a site that you can go get your free credit report, and you can get it once, twice a year, and you can get it from one of the three credit reporting agencies.
And if people email you, they can get a little gift.
Yeah,
if
they email me because I'm on the show, I will give them a webcam cover. Everybody should have a webcam cover on their laptops.
Mine.
You
yep,
have one on your. I have one on mine too, because they can take control of your webcam and look at you while you're in your house or in your office. And one thing I just found out, you know, a lot of those laptops have lights. When the camera goes on, the light goes on automatically.
Yeah.
Well, the scammer knows how to shut the light off now.
Oh,
so they can shut the light off and put the camera on at the same time, so you don't know if are being watched or anyway. Even Mark Zuckerberg had a post-it note on his computer over the camera. So the Better Business Bureau has a free webcam cover. Just please email. Go to betterbusinessbureau.com/Chicago. Look for my email address, Steve Burness, and it's there. And just email me, and I'll gladly email you a free webcam cover to help yourself.
You are the best. BBB.org.
Before you buy or hire?
B. BBB it.
There you go.
Steve, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
We'll talk to you in just a couple weeks
about
IRS scams.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, more after this. 720 WGN.